on activities, work along like-minded peers, and are encouraged by professionals from a wide range of industries. Students who have completed ANSEP's Middle School Academy are invited to take the next step in their journey to success at ANSEP's STEM Career Exploration this December at the University of Alaska Anchorage. This session takes a deeper dive into real-world careers available in science, technology, engineering, and math fields. This December's STEM Career Exploration is open to students currently enrolled in the Lower Kuskokwim, Lower Yukon, or St. Mary's City School Districts, and applications are due November 1st. Programs like these are possible thanks to generous support from strategic partners like AVCP. Please visit www.ansep.net/apply for more information. That's ANSEP.net/apply. This message sponsored by the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Hello, hello, good morning, YK Delta and beyond. It's November 1st, and this is another edition of TalkLine. I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Atchett. Good morning to you.
And we are here ready, willing, and able to take your calls, your emails, and whatever's on your mind. I've been gone for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Have you been gone for two weeks,
I've
too?
I've been gone for a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they must have had... Thank you to Nikolai and Alyssa, who stepped in. To help us out. We really appreciate that.
And also, Ruth and Mary were here covering the Kutfaksaku.
Nice. That's okay, good.
Show. So
awesome.
We had help while we were gone.
Yeah. But we're back, ready to hear what's on your mind. Now, lots going on.
Fire officials say the Kincaid fire incident.
Okay. We had a little snow. We have Grady in the booth. Sorry, I promised Grady I wouldn't tease him, but there, look what I did. It slipped out. Sorry, Grady. All right, we have John Nick on the line. Good morning, John. Welcome to TalkLine.
Good morning, Dan, Peter, and Grady.
Hey, good morning, yes.
How are you guys doing there? I think you said Grady, didn't you?
I did, yes. He's working the booth.
I didn't hear nothing lately, so I wanted to put a hot subject on. Have you seen these culverts lately that engineers put in this last summer?
Yeah.
I think they're very dangerous.
I agree.
Yes.
They have, first thing, they didn't complete it. They should have a guardrail over by them ditches there.
That's right.
Some of them cars fell over and the old lady fell in one already.
Oh, no.
I heard, and then a lot of inebriates come walking from AC to them by them culverts. I've seen them really staggering down. Nobody wanted to help them, so I gave a helping hand a little bit. But now that them things are, 3 feet deep almost, and they don't seem to have a runoff there. Every runoff they have is block-like, and they have them in the worst places, uphill.
Exactly.
And then you look at the end of it, whenever I bike by the summer, I should look at them really hard.
Yeah.
Poor planning, poor engineering, what they did. Connect used to do a heck of a good job in the past. Maybe they had a turnover in their work history because some of these people might not even be from here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it in the city standard where they come from. Well, it's a lot different here.
Yeah.
Than it is any other terrain, like any place is different. But I think they're dangerous to the community, for the kids and for the vehicles and for all people, no matter how what your stage is in. And they need to have guardrails on there or some sort of a fence. And they put them in the most ridiculous place they ever want to put them.
Right.
And hopefully next year or somebody over there is listening to people. You know, people need to complain more because I think it's really dangerous. And you're going to have this winter we probably have time for, we're going to have slippery roads. That's going to be a something to watch there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I thought I'd air that out for the public.
You got a point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, even for snow machiners and four-wheelers, you know.
Yeah, part of if they had a snow machine crossing, no, there's a ditch there.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I wondered how people are going to... Well, probably once it gets a lot of snow and ice built
well,
up.
Well, it's still going to be dangerous because if you go in that dip there, the sides are going to be like concrete.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they just should have left a pile there for the snow machine crossing.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody be listening. Hopefully next year they do better planning, you know.
Yeah.
Right now it's pretty poor shape.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Anyway, people are still boarding out there, and please wear your life jacket and watch where you're going because some place might be shallow. The water receding, but right now the water seems really high, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And wear your life jacket because that water you happen to fall in, you'll have hypothermia in a few seconds.
Yeah,
that's how quick you can drown. Hmm. But anyway, please be safe. Wear your life jacket. And if you can, travel with two boats in case you have trouble.
Mm.
That way you can always have somebody help you out. And please don't drink and drive. Watch the children. They're going to be changing back the hours. So it might be, say, okay, it's good to sleep in a little bit for us, but kids still got to go to school. And please watch out for them.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm glad you guys are back. Missed you both.
Glad to hear you, John.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And John does have a point.
You know, I wondered, I thought that they were going to put something up.
Yeah.
So once they left town, I thought, oh, my gosh, it's just like an open thing.
Yeah.
That and people are used to walking, and so you've got to walk closer to the road now with that thing there.
Yeah, and that poses another danger, so... Yes, you know, I thought they would cover them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once I started seeing them digging in, putting culverts in, I thought they would culvert the whole thing and maybe cover it up.
Yeah, like maybe have a walkway or something.
Yeah,
or even like a boardwalk or some covering.
Something other than what we see now.
Now it's like just an open ditch,
that's
basically,
right.
Where none was. So.
So people be aware and be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Visitors to Bethel with snow machine, four-wheelers, whatever. No, keep that in mind that we do have a lot of ditches around the roadway now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then next year, I guess there's going to be a lot more road stuff going on.
Yeah.
Like, we're all going to be road warriors.
Yeah.
By
next
summer.
You know, I didn't realize we had that many vehicles in Bethel.
Oh,
until this summer.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of hundred snow machine or four, you know, cars and trucks.
I know. It's amazing.
Back up all the way up to the hospital area. That was close to a couple hundred.
Yeah.
We have another caller from Bethel. We have Susan. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, yes.
My throat's a little rough, but I wanted to bring up something. I didn't call last week about this topic because you had these two young people that were really upbeat and really refreshing. And I just didn't want to ruin
really refreshing. No, but you got the two old people now. Go ahead.
I got the people that can have a tough hide and can take it. You know, we want to encourage our young people one step at a time. Don't throw everything at them at once.
Yes.
Anyway, I am a very strong proponent for the democratic process and for voting.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we had the liquor store, I would never vote for it, but that's what the people wanted. And if we didn't go that direction, the people wanted, I would have been more upset. Because not everything's going to go my way, and I don't have all the answers, and I'm wrong a lot of times, first to admit it. So I'm thinking the voting process overrides everything else in how things should be done in this town.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw two serious violations of this the past several months.
Hmm.
The first one was voting for the city candidates. The people that won, the last one that fit that bracket of the top four, behind her was Thor, and not that much behind her.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people voted for him. I realize he's challenging to work with, But you do need that diversity of opinions to really open up and think outside the box anyway. Mm-hmm. But I didn't vote for him, and all the candidates I voted for won, but I really don't approve of that process of just saying, well, let's just throw it back at the... because the last time, it was who got the most votes behind the winners mm-hmm. that filled mm-hmm. that vacancy.
Yeah.
Because that's what the people voted for. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't vote for him, and I'm excited about Michelle DeWitt being on board because she's awesome with ideas and rational thinking and all that. But the thing is the process. And let me get the second example before my 3 minutes are up. The yeah. pot shop. People voted for that. I would never vote for that. Never have, never will. But that's what the people voted for. Yes, some people said they voted that direction by mistake. But maybe there was just as many that voted the other direction by mistake.
Mm.
People wanted a pot shop. And now they're saying, well, we got to have it illegal in city limits and blah, blah, blah. After the fact that that's what people voted for. I don't want a pot shop, but the bottom line is I want things to be the democratic process, so what people vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And those are my two examples. I don't know if it'll get the phone ringing or not, and I'll probably miss the tail end of the show. I got a plane to catch. But other than that, have a good weekend. We had Bras and Bros this week. It was epic. wait till next week. Year when we do it again, and we had national dignitaries visiting
Whoa.
Because they have that Western Conference in Anchorage that's starting, and I'm going to go join them soon. But it was just an awesome time, and we really appreciate our vets, and we do things to support them and their families. And other than that, have a good weekend and have a good month. And I really liked all the things going on yesterday for families
yes.
and children. It was really good. They mm-hmm. didn't do bingo last night so that people could do things with their kids.
Hmm.
And
yeah,
there was a lot of things
good.
Going on, and it was really positive. And that's what I like about living here. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, and have a good day.
Sue, we thank you very much for calling
Bye.
In.
Now, that was a really, thank you, Sue, for that. And that was a really nice way of... you know, calling out something that she disagreed with. You know, she mm-hmm. framed it, you know, really well.
Yeah.
And I know that, so her two main points were that when we were one seat short on city council,
mm-hmm.
there is a process where they could select the next in line who received the most votes.
Mm-hmm.
Or they also, but they did something that they do have an option to do. And so it's not like they broke the law per se, but they... In her mind, they sort of violated voter wishes, but they are allowed to open it up and take applications for that empty seat, which they did and made a different selection. And the other one was a pot shop that people did vote down, that we would not be local option when it came to marijuana, and that cleared the way for some of those that applied for licenses to continue, mm-hmm. which I think they are, continuing to develop their store and get all the regulatory things in place. And she did not want to see people, you know, try to oppose that because the voters voted
yes.
for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good point. Yes, thank you, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking out our window...
Our beloved window.
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know. It looks a little gray out there.
Yeah, it does, you know, but I don't know. But, you know, people are interested in weather.
Are you willing to admit that it's coming into winter yet? Or are you still trying to
no,
deal with fall?
It hasn't frozen
oh,
yet. You know,
okay.
We still have
All
some
right.
leeway to go yet.
All right.
But today around Bethel area in the Kuskokwim Delta, we're expecting cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers, highs in the 30s. North wind to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Lows in the lower 20s to lower 30s. North wind 15 miles per hour.
Okay, and this is for the lower Kuskokwim Valley.
Yeah,
there's a winter weather advisory for the lower Kuskokwim Valley. Today there will be rain and snow showers likely in the morning, then rain showers likely in the afternoon. Snow accumulation up to 1 inch, high in the 30s. Tonight's cloudy, a chance of snow and rain showers in the evening, then a chance of snow showers after midnight, lows in the 20s.
And we have a gale warning for coastal waters of the Kuskokwim Delta area. Today, southeast wind 15 knots, except northeast 25 knots north of Cape Newham, seas up to 7 feet. And tonight you can expect north winds 20 knots, seas at 4 feet. So there's some weather.
Now, November 1st, rain. Doesn't seem right to me. That does not seem right.
But usually this is an exciting month, though, you know.
November?
November, like Veterans Day comes on this month. And then also Thanksgiving. And then...
The river should do something different.
Yeah.
It's not frozen up yet enough.
But we're expecting it to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're just looking on the bright side. I'm all overwhelmed by the heavy blanket of climate change.
Yes.
It feels so like it's happening right in front of us. So,
our lines are open.
Our lines are open.
543-5985.
543-2756.
1-800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can remain anonymous for both your calls and your email, and we'll read your email on the air.
Best time to call would be about now, you know, before a flood of calls come in a little bit later.
If you're a very shy person, you may want to write something, and we'd love to hear from you if you've never called.
Yes, long-time listeners and first-time callers, those are...
I want to hear whenever I listen to talk radio, I always hear callers say that on other stations. So I think, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, be that person if you'd like and give us a call. So, now, did you go out of town last week or?
Yes, last week.
I was in Anchorage. Where were you?
Just in Anchorage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was at a training for a program called PC Cares. It's a community based, model for preventing suicide, and so we trained probably about 40 people, and some of them are in the YK Delta, so they'll be doing it in their communities. So it's a great project, but that's all I could do. I couldn't even look at email. I just had to focus on that. But
you know, the thing about after you've been away, when you land in Bethel, it feels so wonderful.
Yes, it does. I really felt good coming home. And although, now, you know, I was living at the Captain Cook.
Oh.
So I found things to enjoy about that. But 10 days was a little bit much.
Yeah, that is a long
time. I was like,
long time. Yeah.
I don't want to get weathered out here. Mm. I don't want any delays in my flight. I'm going to the airport, going home. That's it. So, yeah, it was nice to come back.
Yes. I was great to come back to Bethel.
Yeah.
You know, the people are what really makes, for me, it's the people.
Yeah.
You know, and then a couple of years ago, when I finally came back after being in the hospital for a couple of months in Anchorage, I finally came home, and my son picked me up at the airport and was bringing me down, and a gust of dust, you know, came flying up ahead of us. And I told my son what was in me. I said, son, it's so good to be home. Even this dust looks really good. He kind of looked at me, you know, with a kind of a look. You know?
Like, Dad, are you okay?
I mean, you've been gone so long.
Are you ready to come home or not? Do I need to put you back on the plane?
Well,
even the dust was greeting you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So people...
we enjoy our time, our life here.
Yeah.
It's a really good life in Bethel, Alaska.
Yes, and people are still fishing. I see some people dropping hooks off the seawall.
Nice.
You know, fishing for birds.
Bring Esther there, she likes to see that. Mm. All right, Wilson is on the line from Bethel. Good morning, Wilson.
Hey. Good morning there, happy people.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. When I meander through Bethel and run into this person or that person, they all say, "Hey, happy people!" And I guess you have a lot of listeners out there in
beautiful
downtown Bethel. Yeah, my hometown. You know, there's a lot of people out there that they don't see what you may be doing or somebody else may be doing that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to take this time to just thank you Diane McEachran for always being willing to spend time with my mom on Saturdays or Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes her day.
Oh, you know, I'm glad.
Just being out, you know, for those old folks who have no transportation or getting up there in age, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You might start something in your life if you have a family member that's pretty, you know, getting old. Go ahead and take the time to, as long as it's not windy and too cold for them, and they protect themselves from the wind, you know, take them out once in a while. Sometimes they just say, I just want to be out. I want to see something different than other than my four corners, you know, my house,
yeah,
the bathroom, the kitchen, the porch, the window, you know. So that's my encouragement to the general public. You know, do what you can to try to add a little spice in a family member's life by taking them out doing something. I took her out the other day, you know, my mother, and, you know, she said, I didn't have nowhere to go and nothing to do. I just wanted to see something different today. And then after we were done, she said, oh, thank you. And that's, you know, it didn't cost me any money. It's time that's most precious to the family members out there who are, you know, getting up there in age. If you take the time to be there for them, that makes a world of difference in their lives. So that's my encouragement to everyone out there. I'm really glad it's cooling off out here. Look like there's going to be a snow blizzard, a mini one probably, later on in today. I like the way people around here are, you know, always willing to help, you know, willing to do what they can to help one another, you know. I did a little post on Facebook, and I had my granddaughter, she's my best helper ever. We took apart my monitor heater, and with her small hands and rags, she was able to clean the whole thing, and and my wife helped out. I actually had them do all the work while I just directed on, so they'll know how to service a Toyo. So if anybody needs servicing, I'm not trying to recruit my wife and my granddaughter, but they know how now. See? That's pretty cool. Take the time to be a, you know, someone who can teach people who need to know things. Even if it to you may seem basic, it's next to impossible for your average person when they look at something to do. It looks taunting, like holy cow. But I've learned over the years, you know, just do it. You know, that saying by Nike or whoever, just do it, and you'll find that it's not that hard. So keep busy, you know, keep your mind on positive things. And for those of you who are listening that may just have gotten out of jail or wherever, you know, stay sober, stay drug-free, stay out of jail. And the key to that is staying busy, you know, keeping busy. So, anyway, I want to listen to the rest of the show because KYUK is the best when it comes to a Friday talk show. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Kuyana Wilson.
We're going to go to Shadi from Bethel. Good morning, Shadi.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Good morning.
Good deal. Okay, so just as quick as we put away the Halloween costumes, we're going to bust them back out because we have our big Halloween anniversary event tomorrow.
Oh.
From 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. And, Diane, this is the spooky swim that we hit every year.
Oh, are you saying that because if I'm in there, it makes it spookier?
Well, I'm not going to say that, but if you're going to...
Diane's going to set up in a corner of the pool. I'll be in the water, and I will terrify all. Anyway, go ahead. Halloween-iversary.
So we have our Halloween event tomorrow, Saturday, starting at 4:30 p.m. and running until close. This will include fun games and crafts from 4:30 to about 6:30, a costume parade at 5:30 p.m., and then, of course, the spooky swim at 6:30 till close. Everybody's welcome to come. Cost of admission will get you in. Additionally, we ask for no drugs or alcohol at the event, so we want this to be family friendly. And we're looking to have some fun, so we ask everybody to come out. And I know it's hard to get around Halloween. We just had it, and it's kind of like, let's shut it down, let's put the sugar away. But one more day, because we'll be rocking and rolling over
the
here.
The spooky swim. Say more about that.
So basically,
what ages? You know,
that's a very good point.
And who is in there scaring people?
This is an event for probably 10 and below. So our games are going to be small, do-it-yourself games.
Oh, they're so easy to scare, too.
They are. We have some scary stuff, but mostly it's just about fun. So the spooky swim, we don't have anybody scaring anybody. We just turn the lights down a little bit and put some glow sticks in the pool. And then it's kind of a spooky swim. We put some Halloween music on, so it's a little different, you know.
Yeah.
Makes it a little fun for the kids.
Sure.
But that's about it.
It's a fun night.
It's usually a well-attended event, and it's a lot of fun, you know. So looking for something to do tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We'll be over here having a party, so everybody's invited, and it's mostly for those kids 10 and below. And we'll be rocking and rolling. Any questions for me, guys?
No,
I do.
Yeah.
For those people that are not familiar with the cost of admission, can you tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. So all the games are going to be we started a new thing last Easter, and all the games will be at no cost. You'll just have to pay to get into the facility, and that's going to be $5. For children, and right about $8.50 for adults. Mm-hmm. If adults are just supervising and not swimming or participating, then you don't have to pay that entrance fee.
Oh, they can come and just sit in the stands.
Yep,
and
just
watch
you and supervise. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good. All right. That sounds awesome. I'm glad you're doing that. I think you're gonna have a great turnout.
We sure hope so.
Oh, you will. Sound like it.
Absolutely. Like have a great weekend, guys.
Okay. You too.
Hey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Spooky swim. Spooky but really fun swim.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be fun to go to, just sit in the stands and watch, even if you have no children there, because kids are just so much fun. They have so much fun with water and playing in pools and stuff. It's just fun to watch them because they're so full of joy. Anyway, we have Mary on the line from Bethel. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, good morning, Mary.
Happy 1st of November.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say that there are three very important days in November. One is Veterans Day, one's my birthday, and one's Thanksgiving. And then Black Friday, some people do celebrate that, but I don't. So, but there's something I wanted to say. When I came back from Anchorage on Wednesday, when I was waiting for a cab outside of Alaska Airlines, and this man, really healthy looking, I was waiting for the cab, and then I had like my bags on my cart, and then really rudely he comes over and he said, "Hey, move way over there, you're on our way." I thought that was so rude of him, but I do know there are a lot of good people who will help anybody at any time. But there are a few people like that man who ruins things. Also, another thing that I've never liked is there are people who steal cell phones and cards. And
start your day with helpful tips.
And then like they don't. They don't pay for their own phones. They're all using stolen phones. And then when we report that to public safety, they tell us, "Oh, there's nothing we can do. That's a stupid excuse." That's why things are getting worse all over. But anyway, And like last night, I tried to go to the Halloween celebrations at the cultural center, the Bethel Fire Station. But there were so many rude people, I couldn't stick around rudeness, so I came home. Anyway, hopefully next Halloween, if I'm still alive, and I cross my fingers, it'll be a better one. And one more thing is that, we don't have to tell people who they should vote for. That's none of our business. It's people have a constitutional right to vote for whom they want to vote for. And on our part, all we can do is, like, if we know who the candidates are who are running for public seats, we can tell when we overhear somebody, I'm voting for this person because so. So, do I, Brianna Chuckner? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Mary, for calling in. Have a wonderful day today.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to take a short station break. You're listening to Talk Line on 640 AM at KYUK.
Thank you.
Start your day with helpful tips for living well. Tune into Igayutut with Diane McGachran and Esther Green on the first Wednesday of each month at 11:30 a.m. The show re-airs on Monday mornings at 11 and Friday nights at 8:30 on KYUK 640 a.m.
May Fael Sal Yu, doing business as Philly's Pizza, located at 110 Osage Street in Bethel, Alaska, is applying for transfer of a restaurant eating place, AS04.11.100 liquor license, to Marina Incorporated. Interested persons should submit written comment to their local governing body, the applicant, and to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board at 550 West 7th Avenue, Suite 1600, Anchorage, Alaska, 99501, or alcohol.licensing@alaska.gov. This message is sponsored by Marina Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Clifford Fitka from Marshall, Alaska. The best in public radio for the Kuskokwim Delta is found right here on KYUK 640 in Bethel, Alaska.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Welcome back. After we've instituted, there'll be, I think, another station break in a little while. So that's just been built into the show now. So, Peter, what were you saying about, you want to tell, that was interesting what you said about Halloween in the old days, the way that they used to do it.
Yesterday's talk show, good for so good. You know, your big talk show we had an elder that called in, and that person that called in said, you know, in the 1930s, somewhere in there, they had like sort of like a Halloween, you know, where people would visit homes, and then they'd come like with a costume, or you know, a mask or costume, and they would be in the entry or by the entry in their homes, and then if the owner of that house or person people in there did not recognize who it was, then they would the person with the costume would receive a gift from that home. Something like that.
So they would just go home to home, and if nobody recognizes them, then they get a gift.
Yeah. So people would try very hard to, you know, to
hide themselves.
Yeah, to hide themselves.
Okay.
But they would have to, like, move around, maybe not talk so much because people
might recognize that.
Your voice. Yeah. So they would make motions, and I thought that was kind of interesting that they had Halloween before Western civilization rolled in our area.
And then my people arrived, and that was pretty scary.
Yeah. And then, like, there was no candy, of course, you know.
No. I think Queefluck does something like that. Mm. Like, but in the auditorium, like, everybody's there, and then there's some people in town who dress, like, totally crazy.
Yeah.
And they do really funny things, and you have to try to guess who's who, and I think the winner is the person that is left standing who nobody can figure out who it is.
Wow.
And it's hilarious.
Wow.
It is so fun.
That's what I heard. I've seen pictures of in Chivac, you know, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Now in their community hall, you know, they have a contest.
Yeah.
You know, similar way, like Queefluck.
Yeah, you're just covered like head to toe. Nobody can, and they wear like lots of clothes, so you can't really tell their body. And yeah, it's really fun. I like that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Now, I didn't have too many. Now, did kids go out last night, or are they going out tonight?
Last night.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
Did you get kids at your door?
Yeah. We stuck around for a couple of hours, but, you know, we had grandkids, too, in the house, you know, so we had to go take them out.
Right. Too. Okay.
And then that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And, all right.
But, you know, they were, you know, they got a lot of candy.
I live kind of tucked away, like on a side area, so it's not really a good street for, you know, people. So I don't really get very many kids coming to my house.
And I've seen a lot of teenagers this time.
Well, you know, they're out there having some fun. They barely dress up, though.
Yeah, they're barely.
They just come with a sack.
Yeah, a few of them were dressed up, you know.
I kind of tease them, like, you know, we've got to put more effort in.
If you had a costume, you get more than one.
That's what I say. I tell them, next time, put a little more effort in, and you might get a little more.
Yeah, and then we had one.
I tease them.
I remember that last year, I think it was last year, we told them that if you had a costume, you would have got more than one. And we had some good stuff, good-looking stuff. And then so an hour or so later, this same kid came back but had a costume.
So he got some of the good stuff.
Yeah.
I like that.
So cool.
Well, our lines are open, and you're welcome to call in, and you can at
543-KYUK, that's 543-5985.
Or 543-2756.
1-800-995-8954.
And you can email us, if you're very shy, at radio@kyuk.org, and we'll read your email over the air, and you can be anonymous for your calls and your emails. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Lines are open.
Yep.
And
I'm gonna check this.
No emails yet.
No.
But we do have Bethel tights, you know, for those of you interested in the tights. You know, today, Friday, at 3:30 a.m. early this morning, there was a 0.5 low tide. And this afternoon, this morning still, at 9 a.m., will be a 4.0 high tide. And also this evening at 6:30 is another low tide at 0.5 and another high tide at 9:30 p.m. at 1.0.
Okay. And do we have, maybe I have the tundra drums on here, right?
I've seen something here on this site.
I don't have it here.
Okay, I think I got it here.
You got it. Okay, go ahead.
In a response to a population decline in the Malchutna caribou herd, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued an emergency order changing the back limit from 2 caribou to 1 caribou only under RC 503. I forgot what that RC stands for.
Huh. Regulation of some kind. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Revival Services with Evangelist Dylan Morgan at Bethel United Pentecostal Church, located at 451 Ridgecrest Drive. And that begins, well, it began October 30th, and the schedule is as follows. November 1st, 6, 7, and 8. So this person will be here for quite a while. The revival will be at 7 o'clock on those dates. Then Sunday, November 3rd and 10th at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m.
And also the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta Subsistence Regional Advisory Council will meet November 5 to 7, 2019 at the Yupit Pichagayagat Cultural Center in Bethel. Meeting starts at 1:30 p.m. on November 5 and at 9 a.m. on November 6 and 7.
And if you have Tundra Drums announcements, please call 543-0234 or 543-3131. You can also email your announcements to radio@kyuk.org. Guyana, for listening to KYUK 640 AM broadcasting, the voice of the Kuskokwim Delta from Bethel, Alaska.
Right.
All right. So those are our Tundra
cool.
drums.
Yes.
So we don't have emails, and we do not have, and we our lines are open, which is a little bit unusual. So go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I think people are.
Make your call.
You know, after you have a lot of candy, you know, it's hard to go right to sleep.
It's hard to push those dial buttons.
Yeah, and it takes a while to. Sugar coma. Unwind. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
After you've been out in the town. Roaming around and seeing all the activity that was on yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it does take a while.
All right, we have an anonymous caller from Bethel. Anonymous, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, I'm calling to ask how long is that Brainwater liquor store going to be open here in Bethel?
I think the liquor store is closing in early January.
That's too long for these villagers. Look, we don't even have ice on the river. I wonder if it's going to be like this. Mm. That people's going to keep boarding in that liquor store. They should close it down. They don't even feel embarrassed about these Eskimo people. Hmm. They're worse than white people, these Eskimo people who want collect money for liquor. That I feel sorry for those people. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, the liquor store, I think, is closing the first week in January at some point, so they're giving them a couple months to get things in order to close down.
Hmm. Yeah.
So. Okay. Let's see.
Well, yeah. You know, normally we don't prepare a whole lot of stuff for, like, in between callers here.
No.
We used to, but then we never had a chance to read.
I know. I didn't get a chance. I usually bring my Delta Discovery and
yeah.
I didn't.
And then read off stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Because normally we're so busy with
calls
that we never needed to before.
Yeah.
You know when we don't have anything, we're not having any calls hardly.
I know. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Springfield, Missouri, because I think my mom might be listening.
Oh.
Hi, Mom. And she would be too shy to call probably, but that's my shout out to Mom. Maybe my brother's listening and my sister. They're down in Missouri, too.
How much time difference are they?
They're 3 hours ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
And we have Renee from Bethel. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Talk Line.
Oh, yes.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just going to chat about two things, well, maybe three. We have the Bethel Council on the Arts, like I talked about last time, is doing the free concert for Bethel because, you know, we believe so strongly in having live performances right here, which is why we do Chamai, which is why we do all the concerts, that we think it's important for people to be able to go to live performances. We're having a guy, his name, it, I don't know if it's his name, but the name of his act is Roop Loops, and he does looping, which is, you know, when you play a bit of music and record it, and then you keep playing it, and then you keep adding to it, and it, if you're a one-guy band, it makes a whole bunch of music. So he does that, and that's going to be on November 10th. It is a Sunday. That was the only day, you know, Bethel doesn't always get the top dates because we're in a consortium with the other Alaska places. But so he's going to be here on November 10th. It's a free concert. We're hoping everybody in Bethel will come. He's going to do some outreach with young people. Could be old people, too. Anybody can come. About 3 o'clock on the 10th. And he's going to, like, teach them how to do this looping. And that's what they call it, is looping. I've never done it myself, but it sounds like it'd be fun. So it's all here at the Cultural Center on the 10th. So I hope everybody will come. It's going to be very entertaining. And then our next two concerts that we'll be putting on is a cooperative with the Cusco 300. So we'll be doing a K300 concert on the Saturday. I think it's like the 18th or something, but I'm not positive. And then in March we do Eileen Ivers, who will bring her band out, and they're going to rock. They're going to rock the place. So I'm hoping everybody will come to all of these concerts that we try to put on. And Chamai is also in March, so ready for everybody on that. Now, update on Saturday markets. Upcoming, in time for Christmas, November 23rd, that's the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and then again November 30th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, will be ours, and 8:30, doors open for vendors, public is 10 to 2, and in December, our dates are, of course, the VFW does the first weekend, and then we do the 14th and the 21st. So those are the Saturday markets. And then we're doing our big Christmas bazaar in the evening of the 23rd. It'll be from 6 to 8, last chance shopping. So we'll be talking about that more, I'm sure. Now, the last thing I want to mention, you have a month to really start thinking about the best in the West. And if you have a business idea and you just need a little money to start it up, applications will be available December 1st. If anyone's got an idea and they want to chat with me about this, getting the business going, come see me here at the Cultural Center. I'm happy to talk to anyone who wants to start a business or has one going and wants to expand it a little bit. Come talk to me or call me at 543-4538, and I'll be happy to chat with anyone. And as an announcement, my new assistant and the new person doing continuing education, that means the classes that we put on for the college, is Amber Jones Bukowski. So I'm thrilled to have her. She's just a wonderful assistant, and she's also available for folks to chat with.
Cool.
So those are all the things I have to talk about.
Well, that's a lot.
That's a
plenty.
Lot.
Yeah, it's good. Very good. Thank you.
Well, happy All Saints Day.
Oh, is that another one?
That follows Halloween when the dead come. Now we keep talking about the dead. So All Souls Day is today.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks. Uh-oh.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so there's plenty of good things coming up at the Cultural Center, which is awesome.
Oh,
the
yes.
Christmas Bazaar is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I won't be here this time. I'll be down in Missouri at that point.
Oh.
Yeah. Going down to see the family and friends. So, yeah. to rearrange myself there. Okay, so kind of a quiet day. I'm trying to think of the last time I did anything for Halloween where I dressed up, but I haven't done that in a long time. Have you dressed? When was the last time you dressed up as something?
Probably when I was a teenager.
Were you a
been a while.
A door-to-door teenager, yeah.
Yeah.
Teenager.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
So, anyway, Bethel usually have a lot of things going on toward on the weekends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it should be more than ever now, you know, in days or this time of the year, because people have put their boats away and,
yeah,
you know, and are kind of looking for things to do. You know?
I have an email that came in on cross-cultural communication training. Moses Tulim writes that, good morning, Talkline, cross-cultural training, November 22nd at YPCC, at the Cultural Center. Cross-cultural training. Now, he doesn't say, I'll give you a phone number to call if you want to ask about whether you need to register in advance or whether this is just a drop-in that anyone can come to. And so you can reach Moses at 543-6857. And if Moses is listening, maybe he'll call in and tell us a little bit more about the cross-cultural training. Who can go? Do they have to sign up ahead of time? Who's doing the training? Maybe a little more info. Thank you, Moses, for writing. Cross-cultural training, which is very good.
Okay, we have a call.
Russ. Oh, good Moses. Oh, wait, there's Moses. Oh, maybe. Oh, that's Moses. Maybe he's the one that... on cross-cultural training. Hey, Moses, you might have to turn down your radio or turn it off. Okay, thank you. You're on the air, Moses. Good morning.
Hi. I just want to let the public know that there's a cross-cultural communications training coming up with Father Michael Olexa on November 22nd at the UP Cultural Center. It'll be held from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. At 4:30, the door will open, and dinner will be served for the first 100 people who register training.
Okay, and how do people register?
They can register online on Facebook. They can also go to the YKHC website to register.
Okay.
The training is free. And it's in support of our public service providers in the region.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Father Oleska, he's a really great speaker. So
He is, and we are looking forward to
having him
present cross-cultural communication training here in Bethel.
Okay, so the three places that people can register, and the first 100 people will get dinner, and then after that, people can still come, but... for the dinner, you can register online at YKHC's website.
Yes.
You can also register through a Facebook page. What page was that?
It's the Bethel region.
Yeah. Do you know the name of the Facebook page that people can go to?
I would just look up Father Michael Olexa.
On the internet? Because they might get...
Yeah.
Okay. So what probably it sounds like the best way for them to register is to go to the YKHC website.
Yes.
And they should be able to find a link maybe that will allow them to put their name down. Okay.
Yeah.
So they can be on the first 100. All right. What a great event, Moses. Thank you for letting us know about that.
Okay. Guyana, have a wonderful weekend.
Guyana.
Yay, thank you.
All right, we have Russ from Chilista, and we are going to have a station break right after Russ. So go ahead, Russ. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. I actually have a couple announcements, one from Chilista Corporation and one from our nonprofit, Chilista Education and Culture, Inc. And to start, when it comes to Chulisic Corporation, as many of you may know, we have the upcoming Aculista distribution, and that's scheduled to be out by through direct deposit and check by close of business on November 20th. And so some highlights about the Aculista distribution is that it's going to be a total of $2.9 million, and that's actually a 15% increase from last year, 2018. And the increase per share is going to be 1 cent per share, but the fact of it is the fact that we have over 1,600 new shareholders from last year to this year. So basically, yeah, Chulisic recently issued shares to over 1,600 eligible enrollment applicants, and so these new shareholders will be eligible for this Aculista distribution. And so that brings our Chulisic's total to over 31,400 shareholders, compared to about 13,500 2 years ago. So we went from 13,000 to over 31,000. 2 years, and so it's basically showing that, you know, we've been able to get many people in the region to be able to benefit from becoming a shareholder.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And yeah, so one thing to think about is the fact that about 1.8 million of this 2.9 million will be an economic impact for the YK Delta. Because about 65% of our shareholders live in the region.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So just wanted to put that out there. And, you know, it's too late to sign up for the direct deposit for this. But, you know, when it comes to distributions and receiving, you know, when we have distributions through Chulisic Corporation, it's always beneficial to have direct deposit. And you can always sign up for that through mychulista.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have mychulista.com, that's always something to consider to apply for. And, I mean, any shareholder can gain mychulista.com, and through that you can find out how much you received last time and what your dividend distribution history is. Make sure your address is updated, so whenever we send mail to you, you have the right address. So I recommend to anyone to go and log into mychulista.com, and if not, register for mychulista.com. It's a very easy process, and lots of good information there.
Sounds like it. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, sounds easy enough.
Yeah, and then I want to go ahead and let you guys know about Chulisic Education and Culture's recent grant that was awarded from the Department of Education's Alaska Native Education Program.
Mm.
And so this is the Take Wing Dungluni Project. And the Dungluni Project aims to increase high school graduation rates and post-secondary preparedness. And right now, when it comes to this project, we have cohorts 1 and 2, which will be the application for this will be November 25th, so it's coming right up. And one thing I want to mention is the fact that we have our Yuyuk instructor and our mentorship director coming to Bethel for recruiting and seminars on November 18 and 19. So that's on a Monday and Tuesday in November. And then the 2 days after that, November 20th and 21st, they will go to Nebuskak from there. Mm-hmm. And I want to really reach out to students from the, 11th grade students from the Gusbuk, Lower Kuskokwim, and the Upete school districts, because these are the high school juniors who are eligible for this program, for this project. And so what this project includes is on-site school seminars. You get skills training and health and safe choice learning sessions, and they even have a chance to visit some of the colleges and educational organizations, you know, like if it's going to be not regular post-secondary, but if it's trade school or things of that nature, they'll also have a chance to visit those types of schools. But I just want to encourage anyone who knows a high school junior to look into this. It's under akhf.org, T-E-N-G. So you can also just go to chalistacorp.com and find it.
Yes, okay. I think that's terrific, that grant, that education grant. Thank you, Russ, for calling. Right. We appreciate
great.
It.
Thank you. Thank you. All
right.
Thank you,
Russ. Take care. Right. Bye. We're going to go on a slight station break. This is KYUK Talk Line on 640 AM.
Yeah.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
This is Annie Mae Lee from TWC. Tune in on the fourth Wednesday of each month for Peace Talk on Wellness Wednesday here on KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. When it comes to making decisions about the future of our state, Alaska's youth must prepare to lead. With generous support from strategic partners like AVCP, the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program gets students as young as sixth grade focused on their long-term career goals through hands-on learning. ANSEP Middle School Academy starts with students building their own computers. High school students can return each summer to earn college credit through Acceleration Academy, and high school graduates can land paid internships through ANSEP's Summer Bridge. Then it's off to college, where ANSEP's University Success and Graduate Success components support students all the way through the doctoral level at University of Alaska campuses in Anchorage, Juneau, and Fairbanks. ANSEP's ultimate goal? Increase the number of Alaska Natives hired in science, technology, engineering, and math industries and leadership positions. Discover the future of education in Alaska at www.ansep.net. www.ansep.net. This message sponsored by the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program.
Okay, welcome back to TalkLine. We have a caller from Bethel, Sunny, who's on the line. Good morning, Sunny. Welcome to TalkLine.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, a long time no hear from both of you.
Yes, good to hear you too, Sonny.
We're back.
Yes, my scary turn of event for yesterday was I wasn't feeling too well, so I went home, but my children and grandchildren went to continue on their trick-or-treating.
Chief Medical Executive of
As most most children like to do, to take out your kids or you take out your grandkids. So I stayed home and received word that my tire blew out, and that was pretty scary for them. But I'm requesting for help. My phone number is 545-8233. I'm in search of a tire, and it's the tire size is 245-6517. if anyone has a spare tire laying around that they could either give to me or let me buy, I would surely appreciate it. That way I could get my car moved out from the location where the tire blew out.
Okay.
But it was a trick or treat for my kids. That was a very bad trick for them. The tire just gave out. But I'd appreciate it if somebody helped me, and I'd be happy to get my car moving again. So happy Friday to you all, and hope you guys had a safe holiday yesterday for children. And make sure your parents, you look at your kids' candy, look at them, observe what what's in there due to some candies that could be too deadly for little children, especially babies, if they're tainted or laced. So parents, just please check your children's candy and make sure they're all good.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sonny.
Okay,
yes, that's something that everybody needs to do. Yeah, just keep an eye on. Keep an eye on, you know, what the kids bring home from after visiting homes.
Yeah. So we want to thank Alyssa Rogers, who dropped by thinking that she was co-hosting today. Not sure for who, but
I thought I was going to be out. Yeah, I think, you know, people were thinking that you were going to be gone until November 8th.
No. Are you here next week?
No.
Oh, I think Nikolai's going to be
co-hosting
with me. Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Wait, Alyssa Rogers is now on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, good morning.
Right. Sorry
good morning.
About that.
Oh, we're just sitting here talking about you. How are you?
Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Look at you. Welcome, as if you're the hosting now.
Yeah.
Welcome to Alyssa Rogers Show.
Hey.
Well, Julia had texted me and she asked if I could come in and fill in. So that's why I came in this morning.
We had some miscommunications about that.
Oh, that's fine. That's okay. As long as I'm here to help, that's okay.
We're always so happy that you can just jump in.
Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thanks to my boss, Rayborn here at Youth Fish and Wildlife Service, for giving me the opportunity to come help you guys when you need help.
You.
So, yeah, big round of applause for him.
Nice.
Yeah. All righty.
And we do thank him for that. Yeah.
We do have some announcements to make, and it's a little repetitive, but they're important, so otherwise we wouldn't be repeating ourselves every week. Again, the caribou, Machotana caribou population has declined to 13,500. The state of Alaska fish and game population objective is 30,000. Regulations for 2020 this year, we're reducing it to one caribou. The Federal Subsistence Board for Federal Regulations will meet November 5th to discuss the federal actions and management plans for the Mulchatna caribou herd. If you want more information about the Mulchatna caribou herd, please get a hold of Dillingham at 907-842-2334. Her name is Lauren Wateen, or you can call the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service here in Bethel, our office at 543-3151. We want to make sure that people are legally hunting the caribou by having your harvest tickets, your licensing, and then reporting your harvest if you didn't get a caribou or you got a caribou. There will be an increase in law enforcement this year because the population is so low that they're going to be watching over this caribou herd, and we want to make sure people are in compliance. Heads up, forewarning, make sure you're in compliance, you have your tickets, you have your hunting license, and you're only catching one caribou. With the decline so low and drastic, we really need to keep an eye on this caribou herd.
Do you guys have theories of what caused such a quick drop in numbers?
They do have studies, and they do have some data showing that the caribou... caribou birthing rates, the successful rates, they're all successful all the way up until they become adults. And then there's something with adults. They're just not surviving, or there's something in that area. But the reproduction rates, the survival rates, the calf rates, they're really, really good.
Oh, so there's something happening when they're older.
The adults, when they're older.
And you're not sure
what, no, we...
Yet.
we don't know quite yet. So they're watching it very closely. They put it out more caller herd callers for the herds, and they're trying to keep track of where they're going, seeing if, because they mainly stay in the mountains, and they're trying to figure out, are they going a different route? Are they going to old stomping grounds? Are they migrating certain areas? Because
hopefully
it's such a huge,
huge
range, because they go all the way from Bristol Bay all the way up to here, and majority of the harvest happens on Unit 18. So when it goes back, we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on with the system.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. All right, good. Thank you.
And it would be really great. I mean, like, one of the things is that we want to find out more about, like, how people feel about the change. Since the decline is so low, what are your opinions about how we should manage this fishery? We want to hear from people and see what they have to say about this herd, and then managers will make decisions based on what the current data is, and past history knowledge, traditional knowledge.
Okay, good. Thank you. And I think you had something else. I might have cut in on you. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So we have the BIA buildings. We are now fencing them off. We're fencing them off because they're highly contaminated. They're really bad for human health risks. They're cancer-causing elements in the buildings that have been done with our testing. So for public safety, we were trying to keep people out of these buildings and trying to keep people out of the area. We were trying to continue an outreach in public dangers of those buildings. The contaminants in the areas have been identified as lead, asbestos, and polycarbonate, which is also PCBs. The human effects range from lung disease and lung damage, acne, rashes, liver damage, liver cancer, gastrointestinal cancer, brain cancer, severe deaths of pneumonia, kidney damage, and also kidney cancer.
And some of this, some of those side effects, especially from asbestos, may not appear for way into the future. So for teenagers, it's really dangerous, because in middle age is when they may start to see the effects, and they won't have known that, because I know teenagers, they like to go hang out there and run around.
Yeah.
That, and you guys have that main BIA fence that everyone breaks through all the time, but you're going to keep on trying to keep that closed,
so
I guess.
We're going to be replacing that fence here pretty soon with a more secure fence that we could maintain a little bit easier.
Yeah.
That fence is just so old and aged that we need to be replaced. So besides getting the new fencing up, putting up a new fence in the front of the where the driveway is, the only people who have access to that area are people who have stations back there.
Right.
Who work and stuff,
and the
like
windmill
that.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. So is the eventual plan to get rid of all those burned out buildings completely and haul it all out?
Everything's going to be demolished. It's in the processes, and I believe it's going to be starting here this year. We're fencing them off, and then within the next couple of years, we're going to be demolishing all the buildings.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I had a question. If you don't mind, going back to the caribou, years back, 20, 30 years ago, in Unit 19, there used to be a lot of caribou. Is there still caribou up going up that way?
So the caribou herd that has now been called the Mulchatna caribou herd has been a combination of all these other little tiny caribou herds that had moved into the Mulchatna caribou herd. So now it's one big caribou herd, and it includes Unit 19.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So we have, we'd really love to hear more if anybody out there in radio listening land would like to call in and talk about caribou. Would definitely love to hear from you. Also, you can make comments at the Yukon Kuskokwim Regional Advisory Council meeting, which is going to be starting on November 5th, 1:30 p.m., going all the way through the 7th, November 7th at the Cultural Center. We definitely sent out notifications to the villages to call in if they can't make it. We also have a 1-800 number. Did you want me to give it to you now?
Yeah, you could give that. Okay. We'll write it down.
Your teleconference number to call into the meeting is 1-866-864-5314, and then your passcode is going to be 309-1862.
So if somebody didn't have a pen on them right now, what number can they call you at to get that?
543-3151.
Yeah, okay. So you can call Alyssa at 543-3151, and she'll give you those call-in numbers again if you need them.
And we're also on Facebook, too, so go ahead, and if you don't have a phone, you can just go ahead and log into your Facebook account, and we're right there on Facebook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so if you guys want to talk about pumpkins, we do have a tip for people. Instead of just throwing your pumpkins away, you can turn your pumpkins into bird feeders. So you'd cut your pumpkin in half, you tie ends on the ropes, and then you just hang them up and add some bird seed, and it gives a little flavor and a little texture to your birds. So you can have turn your pumpkins into bird feeders.
Okay. Nice tip. I like that. All right.
Well, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. All right. You have a wonderful weekend now.
You too. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
We have an anonymous caller from Antioch. Good morning, Anonymous. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning. How's it going?
All right. Good. How are you? You have to turn off your radio or turn it down.
I turned it off.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. What's on your mind?
I was wondering, there's a barge that's stuck.
Oh, no.
With a bunch of crushed rock. It was going up, but there's no ice in this past week.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, what are we going to do about it? Let it stay there? They should have been working on it while it's
ice-free. It's still ice-free up that way, too, huh?
Yeah, there's no ice. Never seen it in maybe a long time. The last time I took a boat ride was tomorrow, but it's going to break that record.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then water raised. Supposed to be dropping.
it's rising up that way?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but I was wondering about that barge.
Yeah.
I don't know who owns it.
Oh, okay,
They were bringing crushed rock, maybe from Kalskag. I don't know why they didn't get it from Jokpalap.
Yeah. Okay.
But they should have been working on it.
Yeah, it seemed like they should have been working on it.
Yeah.
We heard some rumors that there was another barge that was going to go check that out or whatever. But
I thought
we
were going to try to help that other barge.
Uh-huh.
Please pull it off.
Oh.
Okay. That was my little wrap for today.
Well, we appreciate that, Anika.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
For
okay.
Sure.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Yes. Yeah. So, Diane and I were just wondering what the river was doing.
At you different know, places, yeah.
Yeah, different places.
It's November 1st. Technically, in the past, it would be frozen pretty well by now.
We'd be out on the top of the ice.
I have an email I'm going to read from Anonymous on school sports. And the email goes like this. I would like to bring this to the attention of all parents with students in high school sports. We as parents need to keep our kids accountable on their absences and tardies. Too many students are being favored, and the school sports person is not holding them and their parents accountable. Lots of rule bending for certain kids, and some parents are tired of it. So please, BRHS, keep all students accountable and all parents. Too many kids missing practices and still able to travel. Okay, thank you for that email, and we have a call, Sunny, who's calling back for round two. Hi, Sunny. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Talk about a quick response, and I'm already texting away.
You're multitasking.
Thankful to the people that are responding, and I really appreciate for the love that people are showing.
Cool.
And someday in return, Lord willing, I could be the same way. But since everything was kind of financial and losing my baby, everything's been kind of hard. But everything's going well, and just texting away, and hopefully I'll get a response. X or more responses, it'll be wonderful and great. But thank you to the responding people that are helpful.
Very good. That's good news.
Okay. Have a good morning.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Yes, our lines are suddenly open.
Yeah.
Yes, so we have just a few more minutes. I don't know how much time we got left, you know, before we start wrapping up, but, you know, we do have time.
Yeah, there's still a little time if you want to squeeze a call in or shoot us an email at radio@kyuk.org, and we'll read your email. We have about 10 minutes left, so there is time for calls and emails if you'd like. So, we were talking about the river and different stages and conditions of the freezing.
Yeah, it's not going to take much to freeze up the river, you know, because the water's already cold.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been experiencing some wind that's keeping it, keeping the ice from developing at this time. And then, I don't know, but it sounds like, you know, when I was reading the tides, that we are experiencing some really high tides, you know, like 4.0 is a lot of water.
Yeah.
That rises, you know, so.
Hmm.
But we have a call here from Bethel. Could you say good morning to Ruth? Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Yeah, people that went to Barry Pick Up River, my son and his family, they were talking about wolves. They heard a lot of people have been hearing wolves. Oh. So
wow.
It's affecting the caribou and the moose. Okay, bye.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. All right, thank you. You know, one time I saw a wolf by old BIA.
Wow.
And it was about 100 yards onto the tundra, and from a distance I thought it was a dead moose, or that somebody had left part of a moose or something. Mm. Then it moved, and I thought, wow, that's the biggest dog I've ever seen. And then it looked at me, and I knew it wasn't a dog.
Uh-oh.
All right, anyway, we have Herman from Antioch.
Hey, good long time no hear, Herman.
Hi, Herman.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's pretty warm. There's no river. That barge is hauling some kind of rock.
Hmm.
I don't know, from someplace far away to that place in Red Devil to, I don't know, for that cleanup or something. But somebody was saying they were going to, it's not the barge, it's just the one that's holding the gravel, I guess. And they were saying that they might just, like, fill up with part of water so it didn't float away and then, so stay there, but you know, I think we're seeing prophecy being foretold. The elders to tell us weather's going to change, people will change, and not too long ago, the earth in the middle, it's lava, it's melted rock, and it have a magnetic north pole, and that shifted, that moved. Mm-hmm. That's why we're seeing this kind of strange weather, and you could tell because they're seeing a lot of Northern Lights and Homer and the places down there where we never used to see them. We hardly see them anymore, but that's what's happening.
Hmm.
So don't be alarmed and don't try to tell us we can't burn wood stoves and stuff like that. But one thing that's really calling about is just fake news and how our news channels are being used to brainwash people, like mass mind control, NBC. They own most of the fake news channels in Alaska. Sometimes they even broadcast to KYUK, and they're trying to recall the governor. Same way happened in the United States. They're trying to impeach the president. There's something really bad going on, and it seemed like KYUK, I don't know about KYUK, but KTUU and KTVA, they should lose their broadcast license for broadcasting fake news, because people depend on that. Same way KYK got to be careful. You know, they're using public money, but we'll see how it goes. They're trying to recall the governor, but don't believe what you guys hear about him. He's trying to give us back our permanent funding. The lawmakers are still trying to take it. They're trying to take the whole thing this time. So when it comes voting time, really reconsider if you're going to vote for the same two people we have in there. And one more and most important thing, somebody got to do something about stopping them guys from pumping their sewer into the river. Who's going to speak up? The Bible says not to destroy the earth. And that's what they're doing. They don't need to pump their... how many 100,000 gallons of sewer right into the river? That's crazy. You know, move it away from the river, but those things need to be addressed. And those are my comments. And everybody have a nice weekend and be safe out there.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Herman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I think we have like maybe 3-4 minutes left. So if you want to squeeze your call in, you're welcome to do that. I don't have any emails. It doesn't look like I have any emails right now. So you're welcome to also shoot us an email. So we had, various kind of calls today. The questions about those new culverts and whether they pose, well, they do pose a risk because already cars and a person at least has tumbled into the culvert. Mm-hmm. Talk about how the final seat at City Council was selected, whether that honored the voting system or not, and whether resistance to pot shops, is that resistance from the city in line with what people voted for, which was to be to have stores that sold marijuana. Mm. It's nice if you have an older person in your family and they're not able to get out and around. It really is nice just to take them on a drive, bring them places where there are other people, where they can kind of hang out and just be around people is really nice. You could take them to a Saturday market and they could find a seat and just kind of enjoy being around people and socializing. And that can really be uplifting and really help our minds to do that. And then there's a Halloweeniversary spooky swim, which is really fun swim at the pool Saturday evening. And that is usually really fun for kids and stuff. There's a Renee called in with different dates for events at the Cultural Center welcoming Amber Jones Burkowski, who has been hired at KUC and is working two different jobs at KUC, which is really great. And we have a cross-cultural training November 22nd, later in the month with Father Aleska. And the first 100 people who sign up will also get dinner that night. It's at 4:30. And you can sign up for that dinner at YKHC, their website. Other people will be able to come as well, but the first 100 will get the dinner because it's 4:30 to, I think, about 9 is the training, so it goes through the dinner time. So you may, if you don't get to be one of the ones who will get the dinner, you will need to bring your own snack or eat before you go. So those are some of the things that people have been talking about today. Did I miss some things? Oh, just cut back on the caribou hunting. Oh, okay. Okay, Grady is making a point right now, and I'm going to take it, and that is we're supposed to wind down. That just came out of the blue.
Yeah.
And so thank you, everyone, for your calls, email. Be safe out there. The river is not steady for travel at this time, but it is good for fishing at the seawall, so get on that.
Yes, everyone have a... keep alert. There's ice in some places, where you're driving to. There's kids running around. So, everyone, if you're going to be out and about, be extra careful, because of the extra. I think the kids, with all their candy are going to be running a little bit more than usual for the next few days. So, and people, be careful if you have to travel. Be prepared. Let people know where you're going. And then just be safety conscious all the time, anytime you're out there.
Yeah.
So everyone have a safe and a wonderful weekend, Help one another.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks. Express yourself.
PRN and public radio reporters from across Alaska team up for a statewide half-hour news program.